Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman accepts the challenge of his very existence as he steps upon an open platform to face the cruel, relentless possessor of his one enemy, deadly, destructive Kryptonite.
All right, everybody. Here's where we come up with a super special offer from that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Want a big silver keychain to hook into your pocket or belt? I mean a man-size keychain, over 17 inches long and all out good-looking. And to jingle on that keychain, 12 lucky pieces. Silvery small-scale models of a skull and crossbones, for instance. A football, a Scotty dog, a locomotive, binoculars. 12 lucky pieces in all. Each an actual small-scale model that's fun to jingle around. That's Pep's exciting offer. A handsome keychain and 12 lucky pieces to twirl and jingle on your chain. Now then, to get your keychain, just send in a Pep box stop and 15 cents. That's a nickel and a dime plus a Pep box top. And for each of the lucky pieces you want, you send one Pep box top and only one dime plus the names of the lucky pieces you want, like the skull and crossbones or the football. With it, you'll get a printed slip with pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it for future orders. Just remember, for each lucky piece you order, send one Pep box top plus one dime. Print your name and address clearly and send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Did you get that? Send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Tell you more about this swell offer later in the program.
And now the adventures of Superman.
The last remaining piece of kryptonite, the strange green glowing metallic substance that is Superman's only unconquerable enemy, is in the hands of Big George Latimer, the crooked ex-political boss whom Superman once sent to prison. Aware that Superman cannot come within 10 feet of the kryptonite without losing all his strength, Latimer has challenged the Man of Steel to appear before an audience with him and deny the charges that he, Superman, framed the evidence that put Latimer behind bars. In yesterday's episode, as you remember, after Latimer's challenge appeared in the Daily Planet opposition paper, the Metropolis Star, Superman decided on a desperate move. Hovering over Latimer's big stone house, he determined by means of his X-ray vision that the crooked politician was asleep in a front bedroom. Cautiously, then, he raised one of the windows and was about to enter the room when suddenly Latimer awakened, snapped on a light, and seeing Superman framed in the open window, swept his hand across the night table near his bed. A small lead box fell to the floor. The cover snapped open, and out rolled the jagged piece of kryptonite, glowing green against the dark rug. As we continue now, Superman, unable to check his leap into the room, has come within 10 feet of the kryptonite. Down on his knees, he is fighting desperately against its deadly effect. Quickly, Latimer gets out of bed, slips into a robe, and moves the piece of kryptonite closer to the fast-weakening Man of Steel. His eyes are fanatically brightened, his thick lips curled back from his teeth in a leering smile.
Don't waste your time struggling, Superman. You know you can't lick it. I've got you just where I want you.
It won't do you any good.
Oh, no?
No.
Wonder how it feels to slap your face. Let's see. Suppose anyone ever did that to you in all your high-flying experience.
You'll be sorry you did it.
That'll make me laugh. Waiting almost a year for this day. I dreamed about it at night when they locked me into my cell. The cell you sent me to. Now here it is. Superman down on the floor. Weak as a newborn puppy.
Where did you get the kryptonite?
From an old friend of yours. Ever hear of the Laffer?
The Laffer?
You've heard of Moore, right? He died in the prison hospital. He left me a legacy. That piece of kryptonite, which is going to make me more powerful in this state than I was before you interfered. Not only that, it's going to put you under my thumb. You won't be able to rave and rant about racial and religious discrimination. No Jew or Catholic or black man will hold a state job if I have anything to do with it. I'll clean them all out.
Did anyone ever tell you that a rattlesnake has more decency than you have, Latimer?
Shut up! Shut up, Earl!
One thing you can't do, Latimer, is hurt me. I haven't any strength, but you can't hurt me.
I'll hurt you when I'm ready to. Don't worry about that. For the time being, I want to use you. Prove to the people of the state that I was framed by you.
That won't be so easy.
Like rolling off a log. Tomorrow night, I'm addressing a mass meeting at the auditorium. I challenged you to appear on the same platform with me and deny my charges. You won't appear. You don't dare appear. Because I'll have the kryptonite with me, and you certainly wouldn't want to collapse in front of 2,000 people. So what happens? You fail to show up to answer my charges. That means I am telling the truth. I was willing to face you. But you're not willing to face me.
You're crazy if you think the public will fall for that.
I've been a politician long enough to know the public falls for anything you sell them. And I'm going to sell them into believing that you're a blackmailer and a thief.
What are you planning to do with me?
This will surprise you, no doubt. I'm going to let you go, yes. Right now, you're more valuable to me, alive and free. I'll move the kryptonite back so you can regain your strength. Then you can leave the way you came, out the window. There, how's that?
Oh.
Careful now. Don't try any tricks. I'm standing right over the kryptonite. You know what'll happen if you come near me. Now get up on your feet.
Yeah. Don't be a fool, Latimer. You know what happens to people who misuse power?
It won't happen to me.
That's what your friend Hitler said, and Mussolini, and Goering, and Himmler.
I'm not interested in what anyone said. Get out now before I change my mind and bring you down to your knees again.
All right, but I'm warning you. You can't win playing the game the way you're trying to play it.
As long as I've got you where I want you, nothing else worries me.
The trick, Latimer, is to keep me where you want me. Out and away!
Leaping out into the darkness, Superman hesitates for a moment in hovering flight. And then, red cape streaming in the night wind, heads for the suburban home of Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet. Minutes later, he faces the gray-haired editor.
Sorry to have to disturb you at this hour, Mr. White, but...
I'm glad you did. Now maybe we can get some things cleared up. Now, this business with Big George Latimer is serious. Not only are you on the spot, but the planet is, too. We backed you when you broke up Latimer's hold on the state capitol and sent him to prison, you know.
You're not sorry, are you?
Of course not. The charges he's made have to be answered, which I assume you'll do.
That's exactly why I'm here, to give you a statement.
A statement isn't enough, Superman.
What?
Latimer challenged you to appear at the Metropolis Auditorium tomorrow night and deny his charges. And that's what you'll have to do.
Why? Why is that necessary?
Latimer accuses you of framing evidence against him and attempting to blackmail him.
Well?
Aren't accusations of that kind important enough for you to deny in person?
Yes, of course, but...
But what?
Well, there are some things, Mr. White, that are difficult to explain.
Not if they're on the level.
You don't think for a moment that Latimer's telling the truth.
All I know is that if you don't appear, a lot of people are going to think so.
Well, I know this sounds peculiar, but in this case, no one would believe the truth. You've got to stand behind me, Mr. White. You've got to trust me. I'm going to do everything in my power to work this out. But until then, please don't let me down.
As Superman makes an impassioned plea for support, Perry White regards him strangely, unable to understand why the Man of Steel cannot deny Big George Latimer's charges in person. In that moment, a tiny seed of suspicion plants itself in the editor's mind, the horrible suspicion that Latimer's accusations may be true. We'll return in a moment to learn what happens in this tense situation, so keep listening.
Here's more about that good-looking keychain and the swell lucky pieces offered to you by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is a big time, a terrific offer. Just wait till you see what you get. This keychain isn't just any old keychain. It's a big man-size keychain, all bright and silvery, over 17 full inches long, with a clip to hook into your pocket or belt, and at the other end, a ring for your keys or knife. And to jingle all along your keychain, Pep offers you 12 lucky pieces. 12 silvery small-scale models, including a football, a skull and crossbones, a piano, binoculars, a locomotive, a telephone, a clock, a trolley car, and say, will you like them? Yes, sir. Here's an offer that's really something. A handsome keychain and 12 lucky pieces. They're not just flat pieces of metal. They're actually small-scale models, fun to jingle around and look at from every angle. Now, here's all you do to get in on this grand Pep offer. To get your keychain, just send in a Pep box top and 15 cents. That's a nickel and a dime plus a Pep box top for your keychain. And for each of the lucky pieces you order, you send one Pep box top and only one dime plus the names of the lucky pieces you want. Say you start by sending for just the telephone or the locomotive. When it comes, you'll also receive a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 lucky pieces on it for future orders. Just remember, for each lucky piece you order, send in one Pep box top and one dime. Print your name and address clearly. And to get your keychain and your lucky pieces, send to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Better jot down that address. Ready? It's Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan.
And now back to the adventures of Superman.
It is the following evening. The Metropolis Auditorium is packed to the rafters with people who have come to witness, they hope, the personal appearance of Superman to deny Big George Latimer's slanderous charges. Perry White, Lois Lane, and Clark Kent are in the audience as Latimer walks out on the stage to be greeted by a mixture of applause and boos.
Hear the booing, Chief?
There isn't enough of it, Lois. Some of them are applauding. Hey, what's the matter with you, Kent?
Huh?
Why don't you go home and go to sleep if you're tired, Clark?
I'm not tired. I'm just thinking.
Thinking about what?
Well, quiet, Lois.
I want to thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. The name is the Fair Play.
Fair Play. That's a hot
one. It is no secret, and I do not intend to make it a secret, that I recently served a term in the state prison on charges brought against me by Superman at the Daily Planet newspaper. Those charges, ladies and gentlemen, were false.
How do you like that?
I was maliciously framed by Superman at the Daily Planet, and I can prove it.
Ask him to prove it, Chief.
Don't be funny.
No, I mean it. He's lying in his teeth.
Not only can I prove that I was framed, but if Superman is in this audience, or within sound of my voice, I challenge him to step up to this platform and deny that he tried to blackmail me by asking for $100,000 in cash as the price for destroying his brain damage.
That's a lie, and you know it.
Sit down,
well,
Kent.
He's
We're in enough trouble as it is.
If Superman does not appear, and I can promise you he won't, it will indicate that he cannot deny my accusations, that everything I have said is true.
Oh, let me out, please.
Where are you going, Clark?
I can't stand any more of this drivel.
Come back here.
I'll see you later.
Everything I have said and will say is true. I will not dare appear before you this way if it were not. I will not dare hurl a challenge at Superman.
Striding up the center aisle of the packed auditorium, Clark Kent hurries down to the empty lounge, where he quickly strips off the clothes of the mild-mannered reporter and stands revealed in the blue and red costume of Superman.
I can't let him get away with this. I've got to call his bluff. He doesn't seem to have the kryptonite with him. Either he forgot it or thought it was too dangerous to carry. Anyway, it isn't on the platform, and it isn't in any of his pockets. Well, here goes. For better or worse.
Mounting the steps leading to the auditorium, Superman prepares to accept Big George Latimer's false challenge, fairly certain that Latimer does not have the deadly piece of kryptonite with him. But Superman is wrong. This time, Latimer has been too smart for him. There is a piece of kryptonite on the politician's person. In fact, it is in clear view, but Superman has failed to see it. The question now is, will he see it before he steps up on the platform? Fellows and girls, Monday's episode is super tense and super exciting as the Man of Steel runs the risk of collapsing in front of thousands of people. Don't miss it, whatever you do. Be sure to tune in Monday. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.